Matt Whitaker, former U.S. Acting Attorney General.
This is such a great conversation about America, our future, what's going to save our republic.
We have a great football player. Matt Whitaker is here. Matt.
They tried to bury me. They didn't realize I was a C.
It's a touchdown. Whitaker.
Former acting U.S. Attorney General.
Under President Trump.
I'm going to be an unwavering supporter of law enforcement.
Welcome to Liberty and Justice with your host, Matt Whitaker.
Welcome to CPAC Now. I'm your host, Matt Whitaker. I get to have my good friend, Kimberly Guilfoyle. How are you?
Very good.
Congratulations on the new show.
Yeah, I want
everybody in CPAC land to know about this show.
Thank you. Yes, it's on Rumble, which is an amazing platform, diverse viewpoints. So you can go to the Rumble app, download it, follow me kindly at Kimberly Guilfoyle and also Don Jr. Subscribe to our channels. It's KG for free. And I had an incredible guest kicking off the show yesterday, fabulous Attorney General, Matt Whitaker. So thank
we have,
you,
you know what, it was
fun.
My honor and look forward to doing it many, many more times. You know, we fought the wars together.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it's like we've taken plenty of arrows, mostly in our backs.
Exactly.
But that being said, like, tell me about the show. I mean, it was really, it's a beautiful set, well lit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you had a teleprompter, you were able to, like,
it's very,
you know,
professional.
Not only was it professional, and you're obviously very experienced professional yourself, but I guess my question is, this is the new media.
Like, 1,000% yeah. Is. So this is a streaming platform, but with a very high quality. We have a studio, you know, in our house, and we're able to do a lot of interviews, whether it's newsmaker interviews, long form, or do something like I did, which is a show kind of based on the two shows I founded at helped to found at Fox, Outnumbered and The Five,
yeah.
Where I do a bunch of different blocks, A block, B block, C block, because people were asking me about the format.
Yeah.
And then you have guests, whether we're talking about national security, foreign policy, governmental agencies, DOJ, FBI, I cover entertainment, politics, law, crime stories, sports, pop culture,
good.
All of the above. We go where the viewers want to go. So it is the new frontier because there's so much censorship.
Right.
Going on, people getting canceled. That's why we're on Rumble, because we get to say whatever we want, book whoever
right.
we want, and it's a fantastic way to connect with the people, similar to what we did traveling across the country with President Trump for all those years. And it's been so fun to be able to meet everybody out there. Now we can continue that dialogue and conversation by connecting with them. We do Q&A at the end of the show with
yeah.
viewers. So
isn't that great?
It's
yeah.
very interactive, and you really get the sense and the pulse of the people and of
yeah.
the country, and especially with so much going on now in the aftermath of midterm elections, a lot of things about what we could have done better, but we nevertheless prevailed and did, you know, take the House back. We'd be great if we took the Senate back, but we still have some strong fighters and leaders there. And now the whole march and progression leading up to 2024.
Yeah.
President Trump will be here at CPAC, so he always brings the house down.
Oh, yeah.
I
Saturday,
enjoyed speaking today.
Must watch.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. So, and you've seen, Matt, the enthusiasm and the number of people
yeah.
here. It's like electrifying. It
yeah.
was packed from day one, and I knew it was going to be great. CPAC's always great. But it's really become the go-to place for fearless conversation, for patriots, people who love this country, to be able to come and congregate and collaborate and really discuss, like, the future of the party and what defines us.
Yeah. Well, we need to start negotiating my contributor contract
yeah.
on your show, right?
Exactly.
No, but I mean, but really,
we're
I mean,
have you back. We have
I
a lot
love,
of positive comments.
Yeah, I love the structure you
right.
have with, you know, so you can talk about different topics. You're
yes.
not limited to one. But then you also, I'm guessing, while you have some time constraints, you don't have the hard break for the
no.
commercial. And so you
I
can
have some flexibility.
You can let it flow. And if you're in
right.
a really good conversation, then you can keep that conversation going. If you want to just, like, this is over.
Well,
you know,
like we were and everything. It was
yeah.
on Tillman. So it was so great because I can let it float a little bit and say, okay, we'll just, like, keep this going. What I didn't like about, you know, being in, like, the, you know, network news and, you know, cable news was everything was just so structured. So even if you're having a really intelligent, interesting
yeah.
conversation, you've got to rush and snap it to
yeah.
break. I have more control over the fluidity, over the conversation. And if something is going well and I want to get those viewpoints out there, like I did
yeah.
with you guys, I went ahead and I let it ride
right.
because that's
right.
important to me, you know, to
I
be able
so-
to connect. And by the way, you're doing that service then for the viewers. People have a lot of choices about where they can interact, what they tune into, what they devote their time to. You want to make it that value impact experience, so they want to come back again.
Well, and I also know that, you know, you're not going to sugarcoat it.
No.
If I know anything about you, you are not going to sugarcoat it.
And Irish or the Puerto Rican?
No, but I love. But it's whatever the
conversation. Or the former prosecutor.
But you are going to get to the truth, and I think right now, whether it's Fox, you know, whether it's other outlets, you know, there's personalities that, you know, are trying to avoid topics or don't want to talk, you know, and guests that don't, you know, have certain angles and they're not telling you exactly what their angle is,
so
or who's
true.
Paying them, and so I think it's refreshing, first of all, that you have the show. And that it's like a beautifully produced and, you know, well, it's top notch. It looks great.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, it really
is. And on top of that, I just, you know, your no nonsense, like speak the truth is this thing's gonna, I mean, this is, you're gonna lead the way. I mean,
I think this is the future, because the whole point is like, and I'll do my show Mondays and Thursdays to start at 4 o'clock live.
It's always gonna be live.
It's gonna be live, yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm pretty excited about that. I love live. I'm doing live television, you know, majority of my adult life. But so it's fun, you know, because I've worked at ABC News, Good Morning America, Court TV, CNN when it wasn't full commie. I was,
yeah,
you know,
I was also on CNN for a bit, yeah.
Yeah, Anderson Cooper. And then, you know, Fox News for years and years and years. But it's fun to be able now to be kind of like my own boss, and I don't have to answer to anything. I can choose to have on whoever I want. I can choose my advertisers, right? Because a bunch of people want to advertise on the show. So I'm only going to advertise with people that I actually really believe in, because I owe that to the viewers and the people that are connecting and choosing me. I choose them back.
Right.
I'm a fair broker and I'm an honest broker. I don't BS anything.
Like you do not BS anything. I have never been worried that you were playing games.
No, I don't play
whenever
games.
We, you know, we've worked together very closely. And, you know, you tell me the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I appreciate that. And I wish everybody was like that. And you know who else is like that? Donald J. Trump.
That's why I like me. Like Kimberly.
She's my favorite person in the whole world.
Very good to Trump.
Okay, this is going to devolve into Trump imitations. And we love him. But so tell us, give us a little preview. He's here Saturday, late afternoon. You know, what should we're going to expect a packed house. They're going to have to open the thing up for as many people as want to come. What should we expect? You know, this is the one, you know, everybody, you hear the same criticisms I do, and I don't agree with it, but it's like, he's too much energy, he's not enough energy, it's not, you know, it's like this thing, it's like too hot, too cold, but what should we expect?
Well, I mean, as you know, you were able to and did proudly serve the president, and you've worked in other capacities with me, with him, he's not a guy who's like a wind checker going, am I this? Am I too hot? Man, blah, blah. He's always going to be himself, and he's authentic. That's what I tell people when they complain about tweets at 2 a.m. I'm like, bet you miss those tweets now. You know, you're not going to change who he is, but why do we need to micromanage his level of, you know, energy or enthusiasm or him being himself and telling you, like, that's what made him a great leader and what continues to make him a great leader. He doesn't need to be told what to do. He knows. And that's what I love. My father always said, the right thing to do in almost every situation is obvious. The right thing for East Palestine was for the leader of the free will to show up. Joe Biden chose not to. He went to Ukraine on President's Day. President Trump was boots on the ground, food, sustenance, and caring and compassion for the American people in Ohio. That's what he chose to do. He knew it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And that's what the American people love about him. People talk about, well, what about the donors and this and this and this? I know the lunch bucket Republicans, the people across this country, the hardworking men and women, are 1,000% for President Trump. You've traveled across the country with him. You've seen the amount of people that show up. That's real.
Yeah.
That's
and I can
not
tell
manufactured.
You, in my home state of Iowa, where he turned blue counties red because he spoke to working America.
Yes.
And he fought for working America. And that's what people just don't understand, is those folks who consider themselves Democrats were actually Republicans, and they and to have corporate America leave us and then to pick up the, you know, the working class Americans, and not just white working class, we're talking Hispanics,
board,
blacks, Asians, everyone. And so it's just great. Well, Kimberly, we could talk all day, and I love you so much.
I love
thank you,
you
for
thank
taking
you.
Time
God
to join
bless.
Me here.
And thanks for having us here. Don and I had a great time. Good. At CPAC, and so we'll
you're always
never
welcome.
Miss it.
All right.
You.
Well, that's another great episode of CPAC Now. Join us next time.